Beloved friends, we welcome you to the meditation of God's Word today. We greet you in the precious name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We would like to direct your heart and your thoughts to a lesson in contrast, taken from the words of the Lord Jesus in Luke 16, the story of the rich man and Lazarus, related in verses 19 through 31. I trust you are familiar with it. If you are not, I will ask if you would read it at your convenience, but also listen to three definite differences, three contrasts that are clearly definable between the two men in this story. Let me name them briefly. First, the revelation of their contrast in life. Second, the contrast of these two men in death. Third and last, their contrast when in eternity. Consider them separately with me. First, their contrast in life. What a difference that was. And the same exists today in every nation. Here was one man who was rich. Know what Jesus said about him? First, he called him a certain rich man. Second, he described his clothing. The man enjoyed the attire of lavish splendor, equal to royalty, being able to clothe himself in purple and fine linen, for his wardrobe was a glorious one in splendor, the best that money could buy. And third, Jesus describes his extravagant living. He fared sumptuously every day. It was not only having a good meal now and then, but the abundance of food loaded his table each day. Certainly he may have kept the spirit and the letter of the words of another. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And thus, in the riches of his possessions, he did all that he could for himself. In contrast, the other man was poor. Jesus said there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. And what a difference. Though one was certainly a rich man, but here was one that Jesus marks out very distinctly, remembering that he was a beggar, a man of deep poverty. But he was not only poor, he may have been crippled, and he was also covered with ugly, unpleasant-looking sores upon his whole body. These sores, the dogs themselves that rambled the area, as he would lay there alone, would come and lick them. They seem to have had more compassion and sympathy for him than even the rich man. But there was another thing about this poor Lazarus. He was also hungry. He longed to be fed with the crumbs from the rich man's table, but never seemed to receive them. Certainly we can find here very clearly two men, how different they were in life, were they not? But now let's note very carefully the next contrast. Their contrast in death. You have it declared in verse 22. When Jesus said, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried." Here we have the end of both. For is it not written, "It is appointed unto men once to die"? Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. But the end of these two men was so different. Note it. We read Jesus saying that the beggar died and was carried by the angels. Note the fact. Jesus does not say that he was buried. Perhaps he had no funeral service, no friendly hands to minister a suitable burial. Perhaps he unceremoniously was cast by the authorities into a pauper's grave. But God never mentions anything about his burial. God says he was carried by the angels. Now you may ask the question, I hope you do, why did the angels take care of him at his death? Well, my friend, if you never read from the word of God in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 what God says concerning the angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister or to serve them who shall be heirs of salvation? My beloved, this implies and declares certainly that Lazarus was saved. He was an heir of salvation. Oh, yes, it was true he was a beggar. It was true that he was a pathetic person to look upon. But he belonged to God. And when he died, the angels transported his precious soul into paradise to Abraham's bosom. Now let's look at the rich man. All it says about him is this. Jesus said he also died and was buried. No, the angels did not escort him at all. There is no question of doubt he had an elaborate, ceremonious funeral without doubt. He may have been anointed with precious anointing, fragrant spices. His funeral must have been attended by many, whether important or unimportant in life. And it may have been that the rabbi proclaiming at his death, he was a great citizen, but we know he never took his riches with him, did he? He left them all behind, and he himself was buried. My beloved friend, when you die, which one will happen to you? Will you be carried? Or if you're unsaved, just buried? It makes a tremendous difference what happens to you at death. But now listen further. Their contrast in eternity. Very briefly, let us think about Lazarus. Note the words of Abraham to the rich man. When the Lord opens the curtain of the unseen world and tells us what it was like for Lazarus and also what it was like for the rich man. Now concerning Lazarus, note the simple but the sublime statement that Abraham made to the rich man in verse 25 about Lazarus. Now he is comforted. No more sickness, no more lameness, no more sores, no more pain, no more hunger, no more suffering. It was past forever. Take in these words, my beloved friend. They include the fact that everything of life's sorrows, of life's troubles and trials, were gone. Now he is comforted. My beloved friend, when you die, can I ask you this question? Will you be comforted? Or will you be unfortunate to be like the rich man? Listen to what Abraham said to the rich man and of him, after telling you that Lazarus was comforted. To the rich man, Abraham said, "Thou art tormented." Certainly this reveals the difference between heaven and hell. Please note the condition of the rich man. Though his body was perhaps ceremoniously placed in the rich man's tomb, yet his precious soul was not comforted. Yet in that existence, in eternity, he could see. Remember that. He could see. He could talk. For he said, well, he could see when he lifted his eyes and he saw Abraham and Lazarus afar off. Then also, if you might be reminded, he could feel. Did he not say, "I am in torment in this flame"? And he could talk, and he talked to Abraham. "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me." He longed for just a drop of water from the finger of the beggar that he had despised upon the earth. And then he had a memory. He could not forget. And Abraham said, "Son, remember." And he recalled to him how he had possessed good things in life, but Lazarus had had many bad things to experience. Yes, his memory worked excellently, 100%. Last of all, he prayed. Ah, yes. Though lost and suffering, he prayed. He prayed for his relatives that he had left behind. He prayed for those five brothers that Abraham would send Lazarus to bid them not come to hell, for they were on that way. But Abraham told him it was too late. Did not they still have the Bible on the earth? Could they not listen to the words of Moses? And if they would listen to that, that's all they needed. For if they would not so listen to the words of Moses, neither would they repent, said Abraham, though one went to them from the dead. My beloved, please let me say, I hope you do not believe that false teaching that after death there's no consciousness. We have in our story that Jesus tells the reality of consciousness after death. And it is particularly emphasized regarding the sufferings of those that die without Christ. They will be able to see, they will be able to feel, they will be able to talk, they will be able to pray, they will be able to remember. They'll have every faculty, but they'll be in torment. Now we must terminate our study today, but I particularly would direct my words and counsel and love to those of you who may be unsaved. Will you not seriously reflect and thoughtfully consider about these two men? They describe men in life today. They describe men in the world today. First of all, two men in life. Though one was rich, the other poor. Please let me say, please don't stop thinking at this point regarding one being poor and the one being rich. Remember that one was saved. Please remember that, though he was a beggar. Remember also that the other was not. One knew God, the other did not. And whether rich or poor, the important distinction is this. Do you know the Lord? Though you may be very poor in the world, and though you may be rich. And so remember it. One knew God, and the other did not. He cared and lived only for himself. Now, which one are you today? I don't ask if you are rich. I don't ask if you are poor. More important, are you saved or are you lost? But then note the two men in death. Think of their departure. One was carried to paradise by the angels. The other was just buried by his friends. Now, which will it be for you? Then think more seriously about the two men in eternity. One was in heaven comforted. The other was in hell tormented. 'Tis heaven or hell for you and me, my friend. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? We ask as we close. Beloved friend, where and also how will you spend eternity? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless thy word in the power of the Spirit to the salvation of sinners. Amen.